Praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. I come to give God glory this morning. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Holy is our God. Holy is our God. So I thank God this morning. I see my Aunt Mildred on this morning. I'm going to bring her in. Good morning, Aunt Mildred.
Good morning.
Okay, glad you're here. All
right,
let's pray
this
morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. We bless your holy name this morning, Father God. And Father, we thank you that you are mighty and that you are great. We give you glory and praise and thanksgiving this morning, Father God. Father, we thank you for watching over us all night, waking us up this morning. And Father, we thank you for choosing us to be your very elect children. We thank you that you are so great, so mighty, all powerful. Father, I lift up families before you this morning. I thank you for every family in the United States, every family in the world. You are the great and mighty creator. You created all of us in your image, Lord God. And so this morning, Father, we just praise your name and we honor you for being Lord. We honor you for being God. We honor you for being Father. We honor you for being King this morning. And we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for all that you're doing, even those things that we're unaware of that you do. We thank you this morning. And we ask you to have your way this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Father God. We thank you for your divine presence in Jesus' holy name. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Hallelujah. I thank God for being my father and my best friend. I thank him that I don't have to make an appointment to see him, but I have to make an appointment with the president. Even with earthly kings, I have to make an appointment. Our Heavenly Father, all we have to do is call on him morning, noon, and night, and he will hear our call and he will answer us. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call unto me, and I will answer you. I will show you great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. He promised to answer me when I call him. He will answer. I am glad he chose me to be his child, so I can call upon him. Not only that, I listen when he speaks. There is no voice like my father's voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. So this morning, I honor Father God as the head of my life. I adore you, Father God. I stand in awe of who you are. I honor my family, who God put me in, my sister, my niece and her husband, my nephew and his wife and family, my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Mavis, and all of my family everywhere, all over the world. I honor my spiritual father and mother, Bishop Billy White Sr. and Lady Juanita White at the New Life Temple Church at Jacksonville 8247 West Ramona Boulevard, and I honor my church family. I honor my friends, I honor my neighbors, and I honor each of you. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland. I thank God for the years that he has given each one of us. He has given you and me years, many, many years. I honor each of you. I thank God, for you have paved the way. You have paved the way, the lives you have lived for the younger generation. I honor your courage, because it takes courage to continue day after day, month after month, year after year, to keep on pressing on. I thank God for giving you steadfastness to run this race that has been set before you. Continue to be faithful to the Lord. He has brought you and me a mighty long ways. Proverbs 16:31 says, "The hoary head, gray-headed, is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness." Proverbs 20:29, "The glory of young people is their strength. The beauty of older people is their gray head." Isaiah 46:3-4 says, "Listen to me, descendants of Jacob, the few people left of the nation of Israel. I have carried you since your birth. I have taken care of you from the time you were born. Even when you are old, even when you're old, I'll take care of you. Even when your hair turns gray, I'll support you. I made you, and I will continue to take care of you. I'll support you and save you." I want to share with you something in the book of Ephesians this morning. God's word is powerful. God honors his word above his name. And I thank him that he is so mighty and that he continues to take care of us morning, noon, and night. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. If you have your Bibles, you can follow along with me. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might." This is Senior Citizens Day, so I'm really specifying seniors this morning. "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor." Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. "Having done all this, to stand. Stand therefore with your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking on the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Amen. I thank God for his mighty word, because his word is mighty. So I thank him this morning for all that he's doing on our behalf. I bless God this morning for each of you. I also want to share something with you this morning from the word of God in Titus 2. God's word is true, and I thank God for his truth. Titus 2:2, it says, "Tell the older men to be sober. Tell them to be men of good character, to use good judgment, and to be well-grounded in faith, love, and endurance. Tell the older women to live their lives in a way that show that they are dedicated to God. Tell them not to be gossips or addicted to alcohol, but to be examples of virtue. In this way, they will teach young women to show love to their husbands and children, to use good judgment, and to be morally pure. Also tell them to teach young women to be homemakers, to be kind, and to place themselves under their husband's authority. There is no one, then no one can speak evil of God's word." So I thank God for his word this morning. He's a mighty king, the great and mighty and a most powerful God. We have the King of Kings leading us this morning. He's in the midst of us, and we are most excited about him being here. He is a holy God. Have your way, Father God. You are our honored guest. This morning, we have my Aunt Mildred, the mighty Mildred, on with us this morning. She is 100 years young. She is a powerful woman of God. I thank God for her. Aunt Mildred, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thanks the Lord.
Amen. Well, we are ready for you to sing that wonderful song to the Lord this morning.
All right. I don't feel no waste tired. I've come this far where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I know I didn't come. The Lord didn't bring me this far to leave me. I said, I don't feel no waste tired. I've come this far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe my Father brought me this far to leave me. I said, I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to that voice, that strong voice. And Mildred, we are so blessed that you come on every week and give praise to God. We thank you for being here, Mildred. I love you.
Thank you.
This morning, our story is on women of faith. We've been talking about a lot of men of faith. So God led me to women of faith this week on Bible Story Land. We are honoring seniors this morning, women who were devoted to God, who believed in God, and who believed in a cause. The women of faith that we're going to honor this morning is Esther, Ruth, and Dorcas. But first I'm going to read something else from the Word of God about faith, Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So these women of faith, they didn't see some things that they were waiting for. They didn't even understand some things, but they did trust in God, and he did deliver for them. During the course of our lives, things happen that are out of our control, but how we handle them is what makes us and what makes the difference. We have a beginning and an end. In between the beginning and the end determines who we are in the plan of life. Life sometimes can be sweet, and sometimes it can be bitter. Someone once said that it takes lemons, that we can take a lemon, something sour, and make lemonade, make it sweet. We have nothing to do with our birth and our leaving this earth, but there is a purpose in each of us. No matter what age we are, God has a purpose in us. That's why we're still here, to fulfill that purpose. But that purpose in each of us that God put us here will be completed before we leave. We were not just put here to be born and to die. Have you ever asked yourself, why did I come to this earth? Is there a reason for my life? Or did God put me here to live, work, eat, sleep? Why am I here? You may even wonder, am I doing what I'm supposed to do at this stage in my life? You may work every day. You may be retired, yet your purpose is still in you. Are you living out your purpose daily? Having faith in God, trusting and believing in the Most High God. for his help every day. Our guide, the Holy Spirit, is leading us daily in the direction we should go in, helping us through life situations. Do you ask Father God for help? Do you get mad at him for things that happen? Do you blame God for or someone else? Is there a reason for situations in our lives? Let's ask Job. Read Job during your Bible reading time. You might say, have you considered my servant? And put your name in it. Not just Job, but it may be Mildred, it may be Caritha, it may be Joan, it may be Sarah, it may be Mike, it may be Tom. Have you considered my servant? So put your name there. Job had no warning of how his life was about to change, but he didn't blame God or anyone else. Instead, he searched within himself to see if he needed correction, and then he bowed and humbled himself before the mighty God and worshiped him. Job 2:10 said, can I receive evil as well as good? Job never sinned through all he had to go through. He remained faithful to God. Today our lesson is on women of faith. Let's review our story from last week about Esther, a woman of faith. It was quoted, there comes a special moment in everyone's life, a moment for which that person has been born. That special opportunity, when he or she seizes it, will fulfill his or her mission, a mission for which he or she is uniquely qualified. In that moment, he or she finds greatness. It is his or her or your finest hour, a moment that happened in Esther's life when she had to go before the king and ask him to spare not only her life, but the life of her people. She may have had fear. What if the king reject me and my people? But she rose above her doubts and fears and took the risk. She showed courage and faith, forgetting about what could happen to what was best for her and her people. Because she had faith in God, her people were saved. Esther said in Esther 4:16, go, gather all together, all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast for me, and neither eat or drink 3 days, nights, day and night. And my maidens will fast likewise. And so I will go unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. When we have to face something we can't or don't see how we can get it done, we can do like Esther, call on faithful people to fast and pray with us for the victory to come forth. Remember, in the book of Luke, Christ fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and he overcame. He had victory over Satan. It is written. Christ said, it is written, it is written. Christ used the word, it is written, as a weapon against the devil, and we can use it too. We can say, it is written, when things come up. The next woman of faith we will discuss today is Ruth, also Naomi, her mother-in-law. Because of Naomi's faith in God, Ruth, her daughter-in-law's whole life changed to following Naomi's life. Who is following God because of your life? Is it your neighbors that are following God because of the way you live? Is it your family following God because of the way you live? Who is it that's following God? Is it your friends following God because of the way you live? What about your coworkers? Do they see the way you live and they say, oh, my, I'm going to follow her God or his God? Ruth, so to speak, was of another religion than her mother-in-law. Let's back up a little and talk about Naomi. Naomi was married to Elimelech, and they had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. As life continued Naomi's husband died. Her sons married women of Moab. One was named Orpah, and the other was named Ruth. Later, their husbands died. Now, Naomi was very sad and became bitter at her life situation. She decided to go back to her homeland of Judah. She took her daughter-in-law to go. She told her daughters-in-laws to go back to their families. But at first, they both wanted to stay. Later, you know the story. Orpah left and Ruth stayed. Even after Naomi begged her to go, Ruth's words were found in Ruth 1:16-17. And Ruth said, "Entreat me not to leave thee or return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and whither thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be thy people, and your God shall be my God. Where thou diest, I will die, and there I will be buried. The Lord do to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me." Ruth had no idea what God had in store for her future. She was just a woman who had faith in what she did because she was committed to her mother-in-law and her mother-in-law's God. She gave up her family, their ways, and put her trust in God and a new life. You know the story. She later met Boaz. They married, and through them came the lineage of Christ, the family line through which Christ was born. Our next woman of faith is a devout woman, a very devout woman of God who was loved by those who knew her. Very little is told about her life, but because of what happened to her, the reaction of the people around her, you can see that she had great faith in God by the things she did and showed so much love for others. Her story is found in Acts 9:36. Her name is Tabitha. Her Greek name was Dorcas. She did many great works and gave to the poor in Joppa. She got sick and died. They prepared her body for burial and laid her in an upper room. The disciples heard that Peter was in Lydia. They sent for him. They begged him, "Peter, come to Joppa to help." So Peter went to them. They took him to the room where Dorcas' body was. All the widows stood around weeping and weeping and weeping. Then they showed Peter the clothes that Dorcas had made. Peter made everyone leave the room. Then he knelt and prayed. Then he turned toward the body of Tabitha. "Get up," he told her. "Get up." Tabitha opened her eyes, saw Peter, and stood up. She saw Peter and sat up. Peter took her hand and helped her stand up. After he called the believers, especially the widows who had been weeping, he presented Tabitha alive to them. The news spread throughout Joppa, and as a result, many people believed on the Lord. There are many other women of faith who you can read about and study in God's Word. Study their lives, the women of faith, and be encouraged. What made these women of faith? Was it their courage? Was it the fact that they continued to be faithful in all their days, all the days of their lives? Was it the fact that they loved others more than themselves? Was it the fact that they were women who had integrity? Was it the fact that they were strong in their convictions? Keep the faith, each of you. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. No matter what your situation looks like, know that God is able to give you victory, just as he did these women of old. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. God has a plan. We may not see it. We may not even see his plan working in our lives. But if we wait patiently on the Lord, his plan for our lives will unfold. His plan will come to pass. His plan will supersede our plan. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to know that he just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I praise him more and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. All right. Let's see if our next guest is on here. Beverly McLean, are you on? If you're on, press 1. Beverly McLean, if you're on, press 1. She is another woman of faith. I'm looking for her. Right now I don't see her on the line, but maybe she'll come on a little bit later. Beverly McLean is who I'm looking for right now. All right. Well, we have some more exciting guests that God has sent with us this morning. We have Gloria Dean Shiloh. That's my sister from New Orleans. She's a great woman of God. She's a mighty intercessor. I mean, her prayers get through, get heard by the Lord, and get answered. So I thank God. How you doing, Sister Gloria Dean?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
All right. You ready to sing praises unto the Lord?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go ahead.
Give it to the people, let them enjoy. This is a song the Lord gave me a few years back. Not too loud.
No, it's fine.
Thank you for bringing me through.
Amen. That was beautiful. I mean, God sees us through he brings us through every situation, even the fiery furnace sometimes that we have to go in. Even when we're on the mountaintop, we can acknowledge him for bringing us through. Even when we're in the valley, we can acknowledge him for bringing us through. Thank you. I've had two great women of God singing and praises unto the Lord, my Aunt Mildred and Glory Jean Shiloh from New Orleans. Thank you so much. That was beautiful.
I was a little hoarse, but...
It was beautiful.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Amen.
I can't hear you, baby.
I said I was a little hoarse.
Oh, no. It didn't sound like it.
Oh,
you were wonderful. I mean... I'm sure if everybody that's listening can tell you, you are just saying wonderfully.
He gave him the glory. He gave God
amen,
glory.
Amen. So I want to thank God for each of you this morning again. Our next guest is one of my dear sisters in the Lord. She's my prayer partner. She lives in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and she's an awesome woman of God. She took Jesus seriously when he said, I was in prison and you visited me. She literally goes into the prison and ministers to women. She also has a business called God Has Got My Back. Good morning, Sister Sandra.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
Amen. I'm so blessed. I just got through hearing that anointed song. He's bringing me through. Oh, hallelujah. I just love that song. So that sister can know that I heard the song, and I know many other people have heard that song. And it just you just feel like just jumping up and down because he's the one. He, the Almighty God, is bringing me through. Hallelujah.
Amen. All right, we're ready for you, Sister Sandra.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? It's all that I've heard today. This morning I've been so inspired. And I just want to say that, you know, it just gives me great pleasure to be able to speak to such a wonderful group of seniors on today, Senior Day, a group of seniors that have wisdom, they have experience. The Lord has protected them through many years. A great love relationship has been cultivated over the years between the seniors and God, and no one can take that away. Money can't even buy a rich experience with their Creator. God has always had their best interests at heart. Sure, you've seen people come and we've seen people go, but the Bible says he's never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. And through it all, God has had your rear guard. And in other words, I would like to say that God has got your back. He had your back then. He's got your back now, and he's going to have your back in the future. So I just thank and praise God. You know, I heard today that a couple of reasons that you should be reminded, indeed, that God, he truly has your back. That's one of the reasons why I came today to share our business. And secondly, I would like to... say that, you know, God put this business on our hearts, my business partner and my heart. He put it on our hearts to do, but it wasn't easy. It hasn't been easy. There's been many roadblocks that we've had to go through, but through it all, we had to have faith in God to see us through. You know, we couldn't do it on our own. And just like Sister G was saying about the other women that was in the Bible that she talked about, you have to have faith in God. If he put an idea in your heart, you can't just sit on it. You just can't expect him to do it all. You have to take the first step, and then he'll take two. And he will give you the faith to go through. And the name of our business is called, that God has given us, is called God Has Got My Back. And we have an inspirational clothing line, which includes T-shirts, caps, keychains, silicone bracelets, and God tags. On the back of one of our inspirational T-shirts, the affirmation reads as follows: whether I'm brown, red, yellow, white, or black, suburbs, ghetto, mansion, or in a shack, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Whatever I need, God has got my back. Hallelujah. Whatever I need, God has got my back, because he's my shepherd. And I don't care where I live. I could live in a mansion or a ghetto or in a shack. But God, it don't make no difference to God. He's got my back through it all. And it doesn't make any difference whether I'm brown, red, or yellow, white or black. It doesn't make any difference to God. He's got our backs through it all. And on another T-shirt, which the military really loves, the name of the affirmation that's on the back of this T-shirt, this military T-shirt, or anybody can wear it, it has tokens of love. And it reads as follows: special delivery tokens sent from above, stamped with an affirmation of God's love. From him to me, a point of contact with the assurance that God has got my back. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. This is a special delivery token, and it's sent by the Almighty God, that he is with me, and it's a point of contact that we have the assurance that God has got my back. Hallelujah. And we give this affirmation not only to the ones that purchase T-shirts, but we also have our very most popular item, and it is called a God tag. Now, this God tag, it is it's one of the, it looks just like a dog tag, a military dog tag, and it's made out of genuine GI. It looks just like a regular dog tag, like I said, and it's American made. It's made in the USA, and it's stainless steel, and it has road rimmed edges. It has a dull finish, and it has the embossed text. And you can get it in different colors. The outside of it is a little rubber thing that goes on the outside of it, and you can get it in 10 different colors. And also, it comes with a 24-inch stainless steel neck chain. And on the front of this, it looks just like a dog tag, on the very front of it, this tag, it says, God has got my back. And the dog tags were divinely designed to do the following. It was designed to usher in courage, to inspire, to provide healing to the mind, body, and soul. It increases faith and strength to those that are our troops. They can wear them. Matter of fact, some of the troops are wearing them even as we speak. Because when they're in the midst of a battle in their mind, or courageously defending our great country, the USA, that the Almighty God has got their back. And it's also people are buying them for their churches, in other their youth groups, And because it's a great fundraiser for all ages, people, young people are wearing them. Middle-aged people are wearing them. The teenagers, they love them. And seniors are wearing them. My mother has one, and I know some other seniors that are wearing them, that have them. And they are a great witnessing tool. You know, some people are shy. I know the seniors are because they're bold about God, and they'll share God with anybody. But some people are a little shy, and they're a little shy about telling people about God. They have God in their heart, but you know, to walk up to a person and start a conversation with them, they're just a little shy. But this, when you wear this God tag around your neck that says God has got my back, people will look at that and say, what is that? What does that say? And then you can boldly say, it's my God tag, and it says God has got my back. And then you can tell them, yeah, down through the years, God has brought me through many trials and tests, but he had my back through it all. And you can just share the goodness of God to that person that asks you the question, well, what is that around your neck? Then you can boldly share that with them. It's a great witnessing tool. And I would like to see that each one of you would, if you would like to purchase one, you could go to our website, and even if you would like to see what they look like, you could go to our website, and I'm going to say our website address really slowly so you can write it down, get your pencils and papers and write it down. It's our website address is www.godhasgotmyback.com. So again, it's www.godhasgotmyback.com. And our phone number, our toll-free phone number, so you don't have to pay a penny, just call this number. It's 1-877-959-0800. Again, the toll-free number is 1-877-959-0800. And our email address is godhasgotmyback@yahoo.com. And I just want to say thank you so much, Sister G, for having me on the show by sharing our business with the seniors today. Such a great group of people, and God loves them so much because the seniors have been with God all their life, and they've been through many tests and trials, and God has brought them through it all. So I just want to say thank you, Sister Carissa Gantling, for having me on the show. And I just want to say may God bless each one of you, and always remember that God has got your back. Thank you very much.
Amen. What a great testimony. I thank God for your business, Sister Sandra. I thank God for putting that in your heart to encourage the military, to encourage seniors, to encourage children, just to encourage everybody. So you heard what she said. You can get your T-shirt, your bracelets, your God tags, and other things they have available. You can go on the website at www.godhasgotmyback.com. And she gave you the toll-free number, 1-877-959-0800. You already know that God has got your back, but sometimes we need reminders. So those T-shirts or God tags and bracelets will just encourage us when we look at them, even buy them for your grandchildren. You know how children love dog tags, so they can put them around their neck and be reminded when they're at school, you know, when they're going through maybe a test in school, the test looks kind of hard, and they can just, you know, read that around your neck. God has got my back, and realize that it. Or you know, like you're at a stoplight, and you can look at your God tag, and you say, "Oh yeah, gee, the traffic is heavy, but I know God's got my back." Excuse me. Or you're going through a different situation in your life, and you say, "I know God has got my back. He's promised that whatever I ask in His name, believing, He will grant it." So we know He has our backs. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Okay, is there anyone on the line who needs prayer this morning? Don't all speak at once. Anybody need prayer? Just press one, and I'll take your prayer request. Anybody? Okay, I see someone up here who needs prayer this morning. Hold on 1 second, please. All right, caller, you're on the air. It's a 904-768 number. Hello? I'm sorry, hold on. It was. Okay, you're on the air, caller.
This is Christina Campbell.
Well, hello. Good morning, Christine. That's my cousin, y'all. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I've enjoyed the program up to this point very much.
Oh, I'm glad you're on. Yeah, that's Aunt Mildred's favorite niece, along with me. All
yeah,
right,
really
you have
enjoyed.
Any prayer requests this morning?
Yes, just to pray for me.
All right.
My prayer is my arthritis.
And I love
it. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. I'm sorry, Christina. What were you saying? Then I'm going to get back to the other caller that's talking. Hold on.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
No, I said that I pray for me and my pains and my arthritis.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Someone else was talking. Was that you, Aunt Mildred?
Yes, I'll say it. Prayer is the key. And I always, all of us need prayer.
Amen.
And I'd like to have my request for prayer this morning.
All right. Thank
you very much.
Yeah, all right. George. Anybody else? Prayer request this morning. I have Christina and Aunt Mildred. Press 1 if you're requesting prayer, and I'll bring you on the air. Okay, there's someone else requesting prayer this morning. Hold on, I'll get you in a minute. Just hold on. All right, good morning. My spiritual, that's my surrogate father. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay, thank God.
All right, Frank, how are you this morning?
I am very blessed.
Man, you're requesting prayer this morning.
Yes, always
all
need
right.
prayer, always.
Amen. All right, thank you. Anything else?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next caller. Hold on, I got a 269 request here. Hold on. All right, caller, you're on the air, 269. Good morning. Good morning, 269-344-9404. You're on the air? Hello? Okay, they're not saying anything, but they are requesting prayer this morning. That's
Hello?
My good friend in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I will lift you up in prayer, my sister. Anybody
Thank
else?
You very much.
Hello?
Hello?
Martha?
Yes. Are you hearing me?
Yes, I'm sorry. I can hear you now.
Yes, the program is just a blessing, and I just want to thank you, my dear friend, for executing it, and my daughter, Sandra, for her business, but I do stand in the need of prayer, and I thank you for offering it.
Okay, anything in particular, or just?
Just that the Lord will continue to keep me strong, and that that not only am I requesting all the blessings that He has for my life, but that I'll be more of a blessing to others and those that I come in contact with.
All right. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Glad you're on. God bless you.
I've
Anybody
enjoyed
else?
It tremendously. Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Thank the Lord. It's Him. Anybody else? Okay, I'm going to start prayer this morning, and I'll cover as much as I can, and the Lord is going to cover everything. Well, Father God, we just come this morning to thank you and to praise you, just to give you honor and thanks. And, Lord, I thank you that we can call upon your name. You said call upon you, and you will answer. You said if we draw close to you, you will draw close to us. So I thank you this morning that we can come close to you, that we can call upon your holy, righteous name, that you are true and living God, that you are not a dead God. You're not an object somewhere. You are true God, a living Father. And we come this morning to give you praise and thanksgiving and glory, glory, glory to your holy name. And, Father, we honor you as the King of Kings. We worship you as the Lord of Lords. We just say thank you for being almighty, all-powerful God. We acknowledge you as Lord of our lives. And, Father, I come to you this morning on behalf of my cousin Christina Campbell, Lord God. And, Father, you know everything about her. You even know how many hairs of hair she has upon her head. You know that about each one of us. And, Father, she's been going through tremendous pain in the back and the hip area from arthritis. But, Father, I thank you that your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you, Father God, for her prospering in health and in her soul. And, Father, you have a balm. You are a balm in Gilead to heal the sin-sick soul. And so, Father, I thank you for healing each one of us this morning, Father God. We honor you as the mighty King. We honor you as the all-knowing Father. So, Father, you know all about Aunt Mildred. And I lift her up this morning, Father God. You have kept her 100 years plus. And, Father, we agree with your plan for her life. And I thank you for keeping her strong. I thank you for the health and the help that you've been giving her to carry on each day to encourage us, Lord God. 100 plus years, Father God, we thank you so much for her strength, for her courage in the name of Jesus that you've given her. And, Father, encourage her in the most holy faith. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for Aunt Mildred and for her family, even that great, great, great grandbaby that was born a few months back. I lift up the child, not only that child, but all the children in our families. I lift them up this morning, and I thank you for them being blessed and highly favored. The children all over the world, provide for them, Father God, help and health and strength. Oh, Father God, there's nothing too difficult for you. You said our seed and our seed should be blessed, so we're thanking you, Lord God. I thank you for healing my cousin Mavis, Aunt Mildred's daughter, Father God, in the name of Jesus, keeping her healthy and well. And, Father, I lift up my surrogate father, Frank, in Ohio, Father God. Father, I thank you for the strength and the courage that you're giving him to go on every day, to carry on in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for all that he's doing in the name of Jesus and all that you're doing on his behalf. Bless the things that you have for his hands to do, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus for his children, Father God. In the name of Jesus, may they be blessed and highly favored of you. May they draw closer with you, Father God. May they walk according to your will and your plan for them, Father God. And I thank you for what you're doing, Father God. Strengthen him daily in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for healing his body, keeping him healthy and well, Father God. I thank you for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I lift up my dear friend Martha in Michigan, Father God. Father, I thank you that you created the whole world in the name of Jesus. You created the United States, every city, every state in the United States. You created all the continents and all the world. And so, Father, I thank you that you can reach all the way to Michigan, that prayer is not limited to where we're standing, but it reaches to you, and you honor our prayers and send them where they need to go, Father God. I thank you for Martha, Lord God. I thank you for continuing to keep her strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, oh, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all those that she has encouraged through the years, the younger women, Father God, the parents, Father God, I thank you for her mothering many, Father God, and continuing to mother them, not only her blood children, Father God, that she, you birthed through her, Father God, but all those, Father God, who she comes in contact with, her church family, Father God, those who observe her and encouraged by her, Father God. I thank you for her blessing me as a young woman, encouraging me, Father God, when I lived in Michigan, Father God, and even now she continues to bless me and call me and pray for me. I thank you, Father God, for all that you have for her hands to do. Continue, Lord God, allow her to continue to be a blessing to others as she has been in the past, Father God. We honor you and bless you, Father God. I lift up every listener, every caller, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you know all about us. Nothing is secret. Nothing is hidden from you. You said, you who made the eye, shall you not see? You who made the ear, shall you not hear? You who made the mind, you think. And, Father, I thank you that you have thought good thoughts of us to fulfill our purpose in us. So, Father, today on Senior Citizens Day, touch every senior on the line. Touch every senior in Jacksonville, every senior throughout every city in the United States, every senior in the world. Encourage us, Father God. Encourage us, Father God. Build us up in the most holy faith, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, for strengthening our bodies, strengthening our minds, oh, Father God. Father God, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, on your path. And, Father, help us to continue to be obedient to you, doing what you want us to do, because you put us here on the earth for a purpose. We honor and bless you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Any testimonies this morning?
Amen.
Who's this?
This is Chris.
Okay, you have a testimony?
No, I was just saying amen to your prayer.
Amen. Anybody have a testimony? Press 1, or if you're already on, if you are, most of, there are about 5 people who've already pressed 1. Anybody have a testimony? Testimony. Okay. No testimony about the goodness of God. I know you got testimonies, but it's okay. You know, I want to tell you that God has been truly good to me. He has blessed me with life and life more abundantly, and I thank him every day. You know, sometimes I take it for granted I'll be able to wake up and get up every morning, but, you know, he has blessed me. He blessed me these years. I came through a storm. I mean a real storm, a hurricane, Katrina. You know, I've come through storms of life, but through them all, he has given me life and life more abundantly. Lost everything like Job in one day, but I thank God that he gave me life. He gave me abundant life. And so my testimony is about his goodness, his greatness, and how wonderful he has been to me and how he has brought me through, like Sister Glory Dean said, every situation and given me victory in the name of Jesus. I thank him this day. Does any of you have anything you'd like to say? Anybody have anything they'd like to say?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the program. I enjoyed the song that Aunt Mildred sang. It was beautiful singing. I enjoyed all the singing.
Amen. Anybody else have anything they want to say this morning? All right, we have a few more seconds. I want to tell you to have a God-filled day, and I thank each of you for listening. I love you, and I thank God for you. You have encouraged me today, coming on and singing songs of glory and just listening has been an encouragement to me. So I just thank God for you this morning, and I want to share this song with you. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Now, this is what I want to tell you. When come with trumpet sound. Oh, may we then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. So don't forget to stand on the solid rock of Christ. God bless you. And I'll talk to you next week, next Saturday, same time. Dial the same number. Be blessed through the week. Bless others through the week. Remember others in prayer and blessings. All right, bless you. God love you, and so do I. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
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 Hang up whenever you like.